everyone. I'm Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This time around, we're going to start with audio-described performances. It is a short list for this episode. We're going to start Sunday, March 20th. It's Miss Nelson is Missing, Raleigh Little Theater, the performance at 5 p.m., and this is part of the current season Youth series, a musical about learning to behave. Miss Nelson is too nice and can't control her classroom. She disappears and is replaced by the evil Miss Swamp, who is a strict disciplinarian. Desperate, the children try to get Miss Nelson back, but will they ever find her? Tuesday, April 5, it is Sweeney Todd, Playmakers Repertory Company, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill, 7:30 performance on Tuesday, April 5th. The brilliant tale of obsession and revenge, Sweeney Todd combines melodrama, murder, and the worst pies in London with a sumptuous score by the incomparable Stephen Sondheim. Join the murderous barber and his culinary accomplice for a spellbinding evening of comic turns and thrilling drama. Sunday, April 10, it is Spoonface Steinberg, Burning Coal Theater, Murphy School Auditorium, Raleigh. The author of Billy Elliot brings us a much different tale, the story of a 12-year-old autistic girl attempting to navigate the perilous waters of modern-day life while dealing with an even more catastrophic, life-threatening illness. At each performance, a different member of the community of Burning Coal Theater will play Spoonface. Originally written as a radio play with music, this dramatic monologue will be supported by live sung music, originally made famous by Maria Callas. April 17th and 20th, it is Charlotte's Web. This is Raleigh Little Theater, 5 o'clock performance. Again, this is part of this season's youth series. It's a tale of friendship and loyalty. The end of the season could mean that Wilbur the pig ends up as dinner. But with the help of his friend Charlotte the gray spider, they hatch a plan to save him and make it to the county fair. Thursday, April 21st, it is Cabaret, showing at her performance at DPAC, Durham Performing Arts Center. That is a 7:30 performance on Thursday, April 21st. And an additional note, Durham Performing Arts Center, Carolina Ballet, and Theater in the Park have all committed to offer audio description for performances requested with a 2-week advance notice. Call the box office of the respective theater to purchase tickets and request additional accommodations. All right, we're going to move on to Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. The phone numbers at Carolina Theater, 919-560-3030 or 888-241-8162. All righty, coming up on Friday, March 4th, it is Global Fest. Over the past decade, Global Fest has become one of the most dynamic global music platforms in North America. What started as an annual showcase in New York has grown into an international brand. Founded in 2003, Global Fest spotlights artists who represent diverse global styles, bringing down boundaries between countries and creating cultural opportunities for collaboration. The performance on March 4th is at 8 o'clock, and the tickets start at $28. Saturday, March 5th, Mario Cantone. Mario, the celebrated New York stage actor and stand-up comedian, gained critical acclaim with his Tony-nominated one-man show, Laugh Whore. The previous theater season saw Cantone starring in the Tony-winning Assassins by Stephen Sondheim and John Weidman. Again, that's Mario Cantone at Carolina Theater, Saturday, March 5th. Sunday, March 6th, A Fiddler's Feast, featuring Alasdair Fraser, sorry about the stumble there, and Natalie Haas. The musical partnership between the two, long regarded as Scotland's premier fiddle ambassador, and the sizzling, talented young California cellist may not seem an obvious one. This seemingly unlikely pairing is the fulfillment of a long-standing musical dream for Fraser, whose cutting-edge musical explorations took him full circle to find a cellist who could help him return the cello to its historical role at the rhythmic heart of Scottish dance music. The performance on Sunday, March 6th, is at 8 o'clock, and the tickets start at $27. On Thursday, March 10th, it is Los Lonely Boys. Tickets start at $32 and the show's at 8. Friday, March 11th, The Hitmen. You love Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, Tommy James and the Shondells, Carly Simon, Cat Stevens, Elton John, Carol King, Jim Croce. Come see The Hitmen, an amazing look back through rock and roll history featuring former members of these megastar acts performing your favorite songs. You'll know every word in every song in this night of mega hits performed by the artists you heard on the original records, listening to on the radio, watched on TV, and saw in concert. The performance starts at 8. Tickets start at $28. On Sunday, March 13th, Chris Mann at Club Carolina at 8 o'clock. Chris Mann has become one of the most sought-after singers on the marketplace today. Audiences fell in love with his classically trained voice and movie star looks on NBC's The Voice. Tickets start at $27. Monday, March 4th, or 14th, rather, Indigo Girls. The Indigo Girls released their 16th studio album, One Lost Day, on last June. Vast in its reach, but unified by the traveler's sense of wonder, gratitude, and empathy, One Lost Day moves like a centrifuge, pulling the listener close to linger in the small moment, then casting out onto sonic currents. This music of the past, present, and future, a boundlessness earned and not bestowed. Tickets start at $37. Concert starts at 8. Tuesday, March 15th, an intimate evening with Ricky Lee Jones, two-time Grammy winner. Show is at 8. Tickets start at $37. Wednesday, March 16th, the Pink Floyd Experience. Without question, Pink Floyd remains one of the most influential rock bands of all time. PFX, the Pink Floyd Experience, is described as a full-on sensory assault celebrating music, the themes, and the innovation that this great band brought to fans around the world. Performances at 8, tickets start at $28 for the Pink Floyd Experience, March 16th. Also at Carolina Theater, Friday, March 18th, 1964, The Tribute. And, of course, that's about the Beatles. Show is at 8. Tickets start at $29. Saturday, March 19th, it's Jewel with special guest J.D. and The Straight Shot. Jewel has never had a case of writer's block. If need be, she can write on command. I'm lucky for that, the singer-songwriter says with a laugh, playing down the fact that over the past few decades, she's penned hundreds of poignant songs, many of which she's been performing in concerts for over two decades, but has chosen not to record. Performance at 8, tickets start at $37. Sunday, March 20th, it is Love and Tragedy, presented by the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle, performance at 3 o'clock. Tickets are $25. Monday, March 21st, it is Joe Satriani from Surfing to Shockwave, last year in Singapore, on stage for the final performance of his two-year Unstoppable Momentum Tour. Joe had both an epiphany and an out-of-body experience. He seized upon the moment of self-realization as the springboard and creative center for his wildly ambitious 15th solo album, Shockwave Supernova. Tickets start at $22, and there are meet and greet and Surfing to Shockwave packages, which cost considerably more. Performance begins at 8. Tuesday, March 22nd, the Johnny Clegg Band. Wednesday, March 23rd, the Frog Prince. That's part of the Arts Discovery Series. Wednesday, March 30th, 10-year anniversary, Whale Watching Tour 2016, presented by Bedroom Community. And Thursday, March 31st, Stuart Copeland, John Kimura, Parker and Company. Tickets start at $27. Moving on to the Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC. Tickets are available through the following, dpacnc.com. The DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787 or on Vivian Street in Durham. And you can contact, of course, Ticketmaster. Now, right now through the March 20th performance, Disney's The Lion King. Once again, performances through March 20th. Thursday, March 24th, the Moody Blues Fly Me High Tour. Monday, March 28th, Duran Duran. Friday, April 1st, Get the Lead Out. Saturday, April 2nd, it is Ron White. Sunday, April 3rd, Yanni. Tuesday and Wednesday, April 5 and 6, Million Dollar Quartet. Thursday, April 7th, it is Peppa Pig Live. Friday, April 8th, Joel McHale. And Sunday, April 10th, 4th Annual Bull City Food and Beer Experience. Okay, we're going to switch to Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. The phone number there, 919-996-8700. Now through March 20th, it is Tempest Fantasy, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. Also through March 20th, The Wolf Theater, Raleigh, Kennedy Theater. March 4th, Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony, North Carolina Symphony, Friday Favorites, and this is at Maymandy Concert Hall. March 9th, Pieces of Gold, Wake County Public Schools Memorial Auditorium at 7 p.m. March 12th, Lemony Snicket's The Composer is Dead, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. Also March 12th, 9th Annual Raleigh Blues Festival, Memorial Auditorium at 7, and this features Sir Charles Jones, Pokey Bear, Theotis Easley, Class Band, Maurice Wynn, and Roy C. March 13th, and I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Berlois, L'Enfance du Christ, North Carolina Master Chorale at Maymandy Concert Hall. March 18th and 19th, Vivaldi's Four Seasons, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. April 1st through the 3rd, the ever-famous Barber of Seville. Yeah, this is well-known. The Barber of Seville, North Carolina Opera at Memorial Auditorium, April 1st through the 3rd. April 1 and 2, Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus, live, Fletcher Opera Theater. April 2nd, 5 for Fighting with the North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. And April 9th, Cesar Millan Live, Broadway Series South at Memorial Auditorium at 8. And I don't want to forget, April 14th through the 17th, Macbeth, Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. Okay, other events around the area. April 7th through the 10th, it is the North Carolina Azalea Festival in Wilmington. And the headliner's performance this year, the Abbott Brothers. And they will perform on April 7th. April 9 and 10, Raleigh plays host to the Rock and Roll Marathon. The fourth annual Converge North Carolina Southern Music Festival is coming up Friday, April 15th, the Plaza at West 140 West Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. Converge North Carolina, founded in 2013, seeks to enrich the cultural identity of our area and investigate the concept of Southernness. Their goal is to create a festival that reflects the inimitable spirit of our place and time. Again, the festival is set for April 15th. It all starts at 6 with food, festivities, and some of the area's best music. Moog Fest right around the corner, May 19th through the 22nd in Durham. Moog Fest is the synthesis of music, art, and technology. Since 2004, Moog Fest has brought together artists, futurist thinkers, inventors, entrepreneurs, designers, engineers, scientists, and musicians. By day, Moog Fest is a platform for conversation and experimentation. By night, Moog Fest presents cutting-edge music in venues throughout Durham. Again, this Moog Fest, May 19th through the 22nd. The list of performances at Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh is growing. Friday, April 8th, Gavin DeGraw. Sunday, April 10th, Rock and Roll Marathon Post-Race Party. Friday, May 6th, Boston. Wednesday, May 11th, Pentatonix, the World Tour 2016. Saturday, May 14th, Band Together with Trampled by Turtles and The Devil Makes Three. Thursday, June 9th, Lord Huron and Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats. This is a free event. That's Thursday, June 9th. Friday, June 10th, Ellie Goulding. Saturday, June 11th, M83, also known as Anthony Gonzalez. Wednesday, June 15th, of Monsters and Men. Wednesday, June 29th, 21 Pilots. Sunday, July 3rd, Bare Naked Ladies. Friday, July 15th, Ray LaMontagne. Saturday, July 30th, Slightly Stupid. Friday, August 5th, Walk on the Moon. And Saturday, August 27th, wraps up the schedule as it's listed so far. Goo Goo Dolls and Collective Soul. Once again, all of those dates are at Red Hat Amphitheater, South McDowell Street in downtown Raleigh. Cocobooth's Amphitheater in Cary, Regency Parkway. Saturday, April 9th is the Beer and Bacon Festival. Saturday, April 23rd, Great Grapes Wine Festival. Monday, May 2nd, True TV Impractical Jokers, Where's Larry Tour. Saturday, May 21st, Russell Peters' Almost Famous World Tour. Saturday, July 18th, Ringo Starr and his All-Star Band. And Wednesday, July 6th, wraps up the schedule thus far, Brand New and Modest Mouse. Switching to Carolina Music Festivals coming up in the next few months, the festival website currently lists no events during the month of March. April 7 through 9, Big Lick Bluegrass Festival in Oakboro. The festival site is Big Lick Festival Park. April 8 through the 10th, of course, the Rock and Roll Marathon in Raleigh. April 16th, North Carolina Cuegrass Festival, Raleigh. Festival site is West Davies Street, and this is a day-long show put on by the Pitt Restaurant in downtown Raleigh's Warehouse District. April 22nd and 23rd, White Oak Shores Bluegrass Festival in Stella. Festival site is White Oak Shores Camping and RV Resort. April 23rd, Triangle Beach Music Festival in Garner. The festival site is Bryan Farms. And the Triangle Beach Music Festival has been bringing top beach music acts to Garner each spring since 1999. April 23rd is Harmon Field Music Festival in Tryon. It started in 2014. Festival site is Harmon Field. April 23rd, Rocky Fest in Hiddenite. Rocky Fest is mostly a day of climbing, rappelling, and trail runs, but among the other festivities is a slate of live music performances and a picking tent. There will also be children's activities and food and arts and crafts vendors. Rocky Fest is in its fourth year. Festival site is Rocky Face Mountain Recreation Area. Once again, that's in Hiddenite. April 28th through the 30th, Family Style Bluegrass Music Festival. That's in Roxboro at the Willow Arc Oak Park. April 28th through May 1st, Merle Fest. That's in Wilkesboro, and the festival site is Wilkes Community College. Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. The phone number, 919-828-5233. March 3rd through the 5th, it is Joe Machi. March 10th through the 12th, John Lovitz. March 15th, Chris Catton. From 1995 to 2003, Chris was one of the main reasons you tuned into Saturday Night Live, creating memorable characters like Mango and Mr. Peepers. Chris has appeared in featured films like Corky Romano, Undercover Brothers, and A Night at the Roxbury. March 17th through the 20th, it is Bill Bellamy. And once again, these are performances at Goodnight's Comedy Club. March 24th through the 26th, Dan Soder. April 7th through the 9th, Craig Shoemaker. April 15th through the 17th, it is Bruce. Special note, you may want to research the type of material offered by a particular performer, just in case it is not what you or your family might enjoy. All shows are 18 plus. Beyoncé is coming to Raleigh. She's making a stop at Carter Finley Stadium in Raleigh. It's part of her 2016 Formation World Tour. She will be at Carter Finley Stadium Tuesday, May 3rd. All right, upcoming Duke performances. Friday, March 4th, Peter Rowan Bluegrass Band, Baldwin Auditorium at 8 p.m. Tickets start at $34. Saturday, March 5th, Hooray for the Riff Raff. Performance at 8, tickets start at $34. Friday, March 11th, Deviant Septet, Baldwin Auditorium. Performances at 8, tickets start at $28. Saturday, March 12th, Parker Quartet featuring Kim Kashkashian on viola. Show is at 8. Tickets start at $38. Friday, March 25th, Conrad Tau on piano. Baldwin Auditorium at 8 o'clock. Saturday, March 26th, The Gloaming. Dublin's The Gloaming is a five-piece ensemble featuring some of the world's great Celtic musicians, and that's coming up on Saturday, March 26th, part of Duke performances. Carolina Performing Arts, UNC Chapel Hills Memorial Hall. Friday, March 4th, Fred Hirsch, piano, and Julian Lage on guitar. Tuesday, March 22nd, The Ghost of Montpelier meets the Samurai. Tuesday, March 29th, an evening with Garrison Keillor. Among today's most cherished raconteurs, master storyteller and humorist Garrison Keillor is best known as the host of National Public Radio's a Prairie Home Companion. And he will be at Memorial Hall on the campus of UNC Chapel Hill on Tuesday, March 29th. Thursday, April 7th, the Brahms Piano Quartets. And Saturday, April 9th, Gabriel Kahane and Timo Andrais. All right, we're going to switch to the North Carolina Museum of Art. Of course, it's on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. The phone number there, 919-839-6262. All right, their Sights and Sounds on Sundays series. March 6th, it is Chompy Quartet at 3. March 8th, Nuance Lyrique at 3. And May 22nd, Boylan Brass, again, at 3 o'clock. Announced for the 2016 summer concert, Sunday, May 1st, Snarky Puppy, the eclectic, unclassifiable, genre-defying jazz funk global collective known as Snarky Puppy makes its first North Carolina Museum of Art performance or appearance in an early start to the 2016 Summer Concert Series. And on Friday, June 10th, it is Lake Street Dive. It's nearly unprecedented for the Museum of Art to present a band in consecutive seasons, but they were so enthralled by last summer's performance of Lake Street Dive that they jumped at the chance to have them back there at Museum Park. The performance starts at 8 p.m. on June 10th. Again, that's Lake Street Dive. Also at the Museum of Art, Art in the Evening series. Now, this is held on Friday evenings at 5:30. Free and no ticket is required. March 4th, it is the Onyx Club Boys. March 11th, Sidecar Social Club. March 18th, it is Ed Stevenson and the Paco Band. March 25th, it is Peter Lamb and the Wolves. And coming up on April 1st, and this will wrap it up, Fusion Collective South, North Carolina Museum of Art. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.